Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXOradio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, from Mexicali and Imperial Valley. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874. And also you can access our shows, previous shows, and future present shows.
Let us know
how they were. At KXOradio.com. Well, no, just this one. This present will be in the future.
If that were true, should we like give out the lottery numbers? We should, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Help people out. For the
you know what I'm trying to say.
She's Maria. 337-8874 is the phone number. Write it down, because sometimes, you know, you write in those shows, oh, good question, and the host, like, stops giving out the phone.
It's been twice I've been on a show this week.
Yesterday. How was that for yesterday?
It was fun. It was fun. We were at the annual Imperial County Health Fair.
Health and Benefit Fair.
And Benefit Fair, right down Main Street in the quad area of the courthouse. And we had a lot of guests, and there was a lot of good music by the outpatients, and a friendly competition between Jim Sims and Mike Horn, and it was fun, and a lot of giveaways and raffles and goodies working it out.
Shout out to the Zumba dancers who went ahead
Zumba.
And helped the band.
I had a friend there, Yvonne Cordero. She was there. Ramirez Cordero.
Anyhow, welcome aboard. Hey, yeah, we do have a show. We have a guest. We have a topic. Yeah, we got the whole thing covered for you today. Just kick back, listen, enjoy the show. Julio Camargo is a mental health counselor that's his job classification. Yeah. He is a marriage and family therapist intern. That's his licensing classification. He works for the County of Imperial Behavioral Health. He, until yesterday, was a child. Now he's an adult. He worked for children up until yesterday. And then the clock struck 12, and he went out last night, got a tattoo, came in.
So said, now you've been transferred.
Mom and Dad, today I'm an adult.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
What are you going to be doing at the adult program?
I've already been there for 2 months, and I've been doing the same thing that I'm going to be doing.
So just like any teenager, you've been hanging out with the adults now for a couple months prior to you actually crossing over.
Yeah. Intakes and therapy.
For the adults.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, where do you want to go today?
What are we going to talk about? Let's talk about it.
Let's see. Let me think about something. How about we talk about improving communication within the family? I don't know. I just came up with that right now.
Good.
Perfect.
That's always good.
We all got families.
Yeah. And we all need to improve communication at some point. So.
Let's start there.
Yeah. Why not?
So give me some motivation here. I'm like an actor or something. I need motivation. Why is family communication worth even talking about?
Well, since we just came up with that topic right now, I'm just thinking about some reasons to discuss such an important topic. And it's I don't think there's ever a time when it actually shouldn't be discussed. Because ever since humans exist, even before there were communities.
Before Facebook, there was social networking?
Actually, there was in some way. Yeah. There was, you know, the family. And before there were all these groups of people moving from one place to another, there was the interaction, so to speak, between two individuals. From there was born another individual, and hence born the family. And that has been for, as we know, possibly millions of years.
As long as we can remember.
As long as we can remember and that we can't remember.
So, I get an angle on that. I mean, I hear what it sounds like you're kind of saying is, like, to be human, to learn how to be a human being, isn't, like, downloadable. You can't go to, like, iTunes and download human. You have to get it from other people.
Yeah.
And so when you're little, you know, you have to get the words, the concepts, the everything.
Exactly.
It's like we're not instinctual beings.
But we have to understand that there's communication of family one mode of communication with the family works for them, and then different, yeah. It can't apply to all of them. It's, you know, everyone is, every family is different, and there here's the, that download doesn't work for them. There's a different download that works for the other family.
You're going to get a certain type of download.
Yes.
Regardless, you know, depending on what type of family you come in.
Yeah, and one of the most, you have touched on a very important point, because even more so where we live, this area, unlike, you know, for example, deeper in Mexico where you most typically have only, not as much diversity.
Everybody's on the same page.
Yeah, everybody's on the same page. But here in the United States, and in also in Mexico, mm-hmm. especially in the border, but even more so here, we have, it's both an opportunity but also a challenge, because mm-hmm. you have all these
cultures
and
even here with us, right, Scott? I mean,
yeah.
Your wife is Mexican, my husband is Caucasian, you're Caucasian, I'm Mexican. So we have this clash of communication,
yeah.
You know, my way of growing up, if you didn't listen to your mom or your grandma, you got a chancazo, you know, a scandal thrown at you.
Well, and I'll even throw another card into the thing, you get this cross-generational thing.
Yeah.
I mean, my children's brains have bigger spots for their index fingers than for their thumbs,
yeah.
like normal people should have, because they are computer people, they're iPhone people, they're this, and that's what, talk about throwing a wrench in the communication.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXRadio.com.